If I would tell you that you are a content creator, you would say, Rox, I'm not a content creator. I'm a CEO. You have so many different roles in your business that many times people get confused in who they currently are. Because of course, you are a CEO. You are an entrepreneur. You are the owner of the brand of their dreams. At the same time, sometimes during the day, you are a coach, a mentor, a consultant, a service provider, dependent on what you're doing for your clients. And you are never a content creator. I want you to remove this role of a content creator completely from your desk, your mind, your everything. You are not a content creator. Because what does a content creator do? Creating content, but not in the way we already framed it inside Not Another Content Challenge. Not with content is actually touch points. Content is what builds your brand, but content in form of posts like carousel posts, reels, TikToks, Instagram stories. I'm creating, 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 creating to then get the attention of people, to then get many followers, to then maybe get a brand deal. This is what a content creator does. You are creating content, but you are not a content creator. And what I want for you is to step into your producer persona. When it comes to your content, to your offers, to your pitches, to your sales, to your campaigns, that you don't think like a content creator anymore. That you don't think like Coach 721. That you don't think like a woman who wants to sell her stuff on the internet. But that you think as a producer. A producer who directs. A producer who doesn't react to all the things that are happening on the outside, but a producer that leads. A producer that doesn't ask herself, what should I post today? But what should they feel next when they come in touch with my brand? This is an entirely different thought pattern. And as soon as you allow yourself to step into your producer persona, when it comes to creating content, when it comes to planning launches, when it comes to every single thing in your business, which is not a CEO task and not a delivery task, I want you to be in the producer persona. So what do I actually mean by that? When you are into the producer persona, you don't think in single posts. You don't think in what should I post today? What do people need to hear? What do I need to say in order to make me people move? How does the algorithm work? What is trend currently? What did I post yesterday? So yesterday it was a reach content piece. This is why today I should post something that shows my authority. I don't want you to think day by day by day by day by day. And I also don't want you to write down 30-day content plans, which you delete after 3 days because they keep you stuck. You feel like you would be in a cage. I want you to zoom out, to see your brand from the outside, to see what you are creating, what you are doing with a bigger lens. The producer lens. And not only think in content pieces from on a day to day to day to day basis, but think in the bigger picture. And I know right now it's still a little abstract. So let me give you some examples. For example, how I lead my business, how I see my content, how I see the things I'm creating. It's not on a base of, oh, today is Wednesday. Yesterday I posted this and tomorrow I want to post that and then I can jump on this trend train and then I want to do this. What I do is I view on the entire month, sometimes even on the entire year, most times on the quarter. I know exactly what I want to run every single quarter, which doesn't mean that I'm not spontaneous, which doesn't mean that my content, my offers, what I'm doing is not flexible and not dynamic. It is. But I have a view on the entire quarter because this is what makes it possible for me to be dynamic, to be flexible, because then I don't have to react on the things that happen on the outside, which are random, which I can't control. But I can react and play with the things I planned. that I want to bring forward. So when I have a look at the quarter, I then zoom in into the month. And then I know exactly what I want to do this month. Right now, this month in April 2026, what do I do? Run not another content challenge. I knew that I wanted to run this challenge even weeks before I announced it. This is why I know exactly that right now I'm creating content around not another content challenge, that I open offers like the content floor. I know exactly which offer I want to start on June 1st, a brand new space inside the Rocks world. And guess what? Not another content challenge is ramping up directly to that brand new offer. Also, the things I'm doing between that offer and this challenge, so the things I'm doing in May, are ramping up to this offer. And then it's also not that it's random what I do when it comes to creating content, because I know what I want to launch. I know what I sell. I know where my brand is going to. And then I also know what are the things happening in the world, so that then not comes the point where it's like, oh, now this is a big topic in the world. Let me react to it. Those things happen from time to time, of course, because you can't plan everything. But you can't plan things like big movie releases. That Rocks came to play. The character inside my brand. The Rocks reveal that this happened in March. No coincidence. How Rocks acts, how she feels like for people when they watch her. No coincidence. Because what's the movie that's most talked about right now that comes to the theaters in just a few weeks? The movie I know already I will watch when I'm in London next week. The Devil Wears Prada. So when tomorrow, while we are still in Lisbon, and I thought we would need to do this in London because London is perfect for these things. This is also why I host the production day with my mastermind queens next week in London, because production-wise, London is one of the most flexible cities in the world. You can create everything there. And it, of course, perfect for the Devil Wears Prada vibes. New York City would be even better, but London, when it comes to like European places, best thing you can do. And I didn't know that also Lisbon has spots where we can create exactly what I want to create, because of course I will adapt to that in a way that suits my brand. So I use things that people talk about, that people have a certain feeling about, and then use it for my brand, but not in a way of, oh, I'm now hopping on the train because everyone is doing it, but I plan it in advance. So then I can create something that reminds of the movie, that people get it, that my brand benefits from the feelings people have towards the movie, which then goes over to my brand, but it still rocks. It's still on brand for me. It's still not only me using a voiceover everyone else is using when I'm sitting on my bed and just talking to the cam. It's high end. It's disruptive. It's full on Rocks character. And these are things I only can do when I have my producer lens on. When it's not, oh, what do I post today? What do I want to create today? But when I zoom out, when I'm in the bigger picture, I create my content. I plan my conversion events. I plan new offers I release based on the things I have planned throughout the year. So end of next month, I'm going to be at the Ritz in Costa Rica. I will be in Costa Rica because we own a house there and we have to do some logistical things there. So I'm already in Costa Rica. It's the perfect timing. So then I'm attending a luxury weekend from my mentor at the exact same weekend. I would be in Costa Rica either way at the Ritz. And of course, I already know what I want to do while being there for my brand. Content-wise, I will leverage it. And also, I know already how I want to use it for offers, for conversion events. Then production days in LA, 1 week after that. I already have planned things I want to do
add this production day with a client that then will work for my brand in June when I will use that. So planning ahead, not in terms of I need to create a content plan, I need to know exactly what I post when and why and every detail, and I can't be flexible and I can't follow urges I have, but in a way of I'm not leaving it by chance. I'm not leaving it by my mood I have that day, but actually seeing your brand as something like that. A real brand, not a standard coaching business where you can jump from day to day to day. Ask yourself, what do I want to sell today? What do I want to post today? Oh, what's the mood today? Do I feel like I want to be relatable today? Do I feel like I want to share everything? Oh, or is today a day where I don't want to talk to anyone at all, just want to stay in bed? And oh, maybe I should build a funnel so that I don't need to do those things on those days. Oh, let me hire someone building me a funnel. That doesn't make sense. I want to shake you. This doesn't make sense. So step into your producer persona. Start leading a real brand. Start planning ahead. Start using things to your advantage. Build a brand. Create content that builds that brand, that supports that brand, that supports your core message, and stop being a content creator. And let me know in the comment section after this audio training what landed most for you and what is the thing you want to change right now. What's the main difference for you personally? There's no right or wrong between being a content creator, how you saw content until yesterday, and how you will use it, will see it from your producer's lens. Hear you in the next training.